Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It's been a minute since we've heard from this band. They were the soundtrack to my spring semester of freshman year of college with their album Ocean Avenue. They've had a couple albums since, and they have a new album, matter of fact, that just came out. It's called When You're Through Thinking, Say Yes. We got a new single that we're going to play, too, from Yellow Card. Their lead singer, Ryan, joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Ryan, thanks so much for the time, man.
No worries, man. How are you?
I am great. And you're on tour right now, right, with All Time Low and Hey Monday?
Yep, we're in Tempe, Arizona today.
Got to be interesting for you guys, because correct me if I'm wrong, but you're like the elder statesman of that tour, right?
That is definitely one way to put it. For us, it's been really cool because, I mean, you know, we're throughout our career up until the point where we decided to take a break for a while. I mean, we're mostly a headlining band, you know, so you don't really get a chance to play for a lot of people who haven't seen our band or heard our band before, and this tour is a really great opportunity to do that, because you're right. I mean, All Time Low and the other bands, they have younger fans, and, you know, their fans are the age that our fans were back in 04, 05, when our band was kind of taken off. So it's cool to have a chance to play for them, and I really feel like we're turning a lot of heads, and we're making a lot of new fans every night.
Absolutely. You guys have kind of been through it all too, the independent thing, the major label thing, the radio spins, the tours, so on and so forth. Are the other bands on tour like coming to you guys and asking for any advice, given that you guys have, you know, been there and done that?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it now and then, you know. I've talked to the guys in All Time Low about it, you know, just about everything that's going on with them. They're trying to get their record out, and they're kind of playing the major label thing right now, and their release date's gotten pushed back a bunch of times, and you know, going through that kind of stuff, and we went through the exact same situation on our the record following Ocean Avenue. It was supposed to come out in October, didn't come out until January, and, you know, being able to kind of talk to them and tell them, like, well, hey, here's a little bit of advice. It's cool. They're really amazing dudes, and we're stoked to be here, so it's cool to be able to help them out.
Ryan from Yellow Card here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We hear about that so often, albums getting pushed back, release dates. They're almost like phantom release dates, like they were never really a release date in the first place. As an artist that went through that, I mean, like, what's your mentality? Obviously, it's a frustrating process, right?
Yeah, it was for us. Because we left to start touring to support the album, and then the album didn't come out. And I think that really killed a lot of momentum for the record. But, you know, that was in 2005, and it's changed a lot even since then. And so I don't even know that a record release is as relevant as it used to be. I mean, you know, people are buying singles, digital singles and things like that. And the way you can talk to your fans online through Facebook and Twitter and things like that now, it's so much more in your hands, and you have much more control over, you know, communicating with the fans and letting them know why things are happening the way they're happening. So it's just a different game now.
Ryan from Yellow Card here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And correct me if I'm wrong, obviously all these opportunities still coming up for you guys. I mean, Ocean Avenue was huge. People still remember you from that, obviously, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's still the highlight of the night for me is when we start that song, you know, especially on a tour like this, where that's a really familiar song for a lot of people who never got to see a show or don't have a record, but they know that song. It really brings the whole crowd together. It's pretty amazing.
Now, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, there's been a couple albums since Ocean Avenue. You got this new album out now, and the next single, Hang You Up, that's what we're going to spin a little later with the Daily Download. Ryan, tell me about this song a little bit.
It's cool for me because that song is actually the only song that I wrote kind of top to bottom on my own after we went on hiatus, and I wrote it pretty quickly after it, and so I've been living with that song for a long time. Our new bass player, Sean O'Donnell, and I started writing songs together during the break, and we were going to try and put out an EP or a record or something, and that song was probably going to go on it, but we did write a lot of songs together, so Hang You Up was actually kind of the only song that I really wrote by myself in that time, because Sean and I started working together pretty quickly after that. And so the fact that it went through a few different versions, and all the guys in Yellow Card were, you know, loved the song enough to want it to be on the record, it's cool that it's not only on the album but also a single. It's just really cool for me.
Very cool. Again, that new album, it's out now, When You're Through Thinking, Say Yes. And the next single, you'll hear it a little later tonight with the Daily Download, called Hang You Up. The band, of course, you know them too, Yellow Card. Ryan, the lead singer. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much again for making some time.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me on.